Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legendary Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 back. Tables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3250 41 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Performance. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The legendary house of Escada.
The mental asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Lua production.
Hello, you called me?
Yes, I called you.
I ran out with tea.
At least you ran out.
Yeah, I was doing some shopping. I had to go pick up some things. Yes. Yes, I had to go do some things, honey. I had to go get some educational toys for eternity. Yes, honey, I'm feeling the Christmas spirit, honey. I wasn't feeling it, but now I'm feeling it, honey. I really feel it. I'm enjoying Christmas. Yes, I'm really feeling her. I'm really enjoying her. Is Nicole coming out tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday? I'm going to call her, and if she's coming out, I'm going to give her the $200 to bring back to you. Okay, I'll be here before it's all go out to the gap tomorrow. Because I couldn't get, it was closed today. Okay, and I'll be up because I get up every morning at 8 o'clock. Okay. Anyone that calls in and gets the right answer wins a free admission into the Christmas party for the Mizrahis give every year. And they give toys away and everything, real nice stuff. So my first question, okay, and after it's answered, I'm going to give my second question. My first question is going to be pretty easy. What was Mother Deja La Perla's first house? And if you can think of the, if you can remember that one, then call in and let's find out. Because that's my first question. So if I get any callers in, then I guess we'll. But my second part of the show is Classic Shade, and I'm gonna bring on. I have a guest star by the name of Danny Ebony from Florida, and I hope also that another star, which would be Emma Lawn, from Florida, which is Steve Milan from Florida, Miami, Florida. So I tried to get in touch with Steve earlier. Danny said he was going to try to get in touch with him, but I don't know if they did or not. But I did speak to Danny. So by any chance, if Steve is listening or any of the Milans are listening, and Steve from Miami, Florida, can get online, because tonight's topic is going to be classic shade. And I've seen these two individuals in action together and apart. And classic shade is what it's all about with them. Danny used to be Danny LaBeija, and that's where I know him from being Danny LaBeija. And Steve I've known for forever in a day. But and classic shade, and what we share amongst a lot of things is classic shade between us. Not in a shady sense, but Danny is really shady, and it's really classy. He never gets out of class, and Steve is the same way. And one of the more shadier ones, believe it or not. There are many more, but these are two ballroom shade characters that now both live in Miami, Florida. And I try to give everybody a chance to get on here and talk. So I think tonight would be a good night to see what Florida has to give, because Danny's a very good friend of mine, and so is Steve, and we've known each other forever. So I'm going to hopefully get them on. I'm trying to see if they're on now. And then we can continue. So if anybody's calling in to get the first question, let me find out if Kelly... Wow. If Kelly...
Yes. Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly is right.
I just gave them the first question to see if anybody's going to call in. And the question was, Kelly, what was Mother Deja LaPerla's very first house?
Oh, hold on, honey. Maybe somebody might have the answer, honey. We have a caller, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Was it Leviticus?
Hold on, Cabbage, wait. Let me check with Switchboard.
That answer is...
My bad.
Sorry, baby, that answer was wrong, baby. Okay, the next caller is 541. You're live on the air. Hold on, caller. You're live on the air on Classic Tuesday.
Hey, Kelly. This is Father Steve Milan in Florida.
Hey, Steve. Oh, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm blessed. I'm not complaining.
Cabbage, Steve is here.
Okay, Steve.
Yes.
Hi, baby. Well, I'm just waiting for Danny to call in now. Like I was telling everybody a few minutes ago, we were my subject for tonight is, after I finish with the three questions, which you can stand for the three questions also, what was Deja LaPerla? My question for the night was, my first question of the night was, what was Deja, now Mother LaPerla's first house? And my subject for tonight is, which I wanted you and Danny on, is classic. Not just shade, classic shade.
Okay.
You can relate to that, I'm sure. Okay.
Yes. Well, hold on, we have another caller, Cabbage.
All right.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
No, thank you. We're not going to play these games with
each other. Yeah, because they're not going to be. How are they going to be able to accept the prize if they're going to, you know? You let me tell you something. You private callers is calling in here. I don't think we want to play with you private callers, because you private callers, y'all are really skeptical about giving your name, and I need to know exactly who these three girls is that I'm going to be inviting into my house Christmas party. And it's like our Christmas party is really a Christmas party that's worthwhile of coming to. So I'm not playing with the private callers, okay? No private callers. If you're a bitch, they got your number, it's being shown, then we're going to take your call, and then we will invite you into the Christmas party. But all you other girls that want to sit here and play games, I don't have time for the games tonight, then please, not tonight, honey. But you know what, Cabbage?
Yeah.
I know another person that knows about Classic Shade, and he's on the phone. I don't know if he wants to come on and talk about it, but I know he knows about Classic Shade.
Let them on.
It's the icon himself, the father of all fathers, Tony Revlon, is on the phone. He's on the phone line, honey, and he knows about Classic Shade.
Yes, he does.
He definitely knows Classic Shade, honey. So, hold on, maybe he'll press one, honey, once we get it going and it gets high. We got another caller. 954-557. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hey,
okay,
Danny.
So now I have Danny and I have Steve. Okay, Danny, the reason why I invited you on tonight, and the reason why I wanted Steve on tonight, because both of you were native New Yorkers, and now you both live in Miami, Florida. Father Milan and Father Ebony. Okay. Now,
no, I've never been in. I'm from Florida.
You've always been in Florida? So all the time that you was up here, that you lived in Florida?
I lived in Florida, and I lived in Atlanta. So when we started the house in Atlanta, the house of Milan, I was the father there.
Okay. So now, the subject for tonight is not shade, classic. Classic, there's a big major difference, and I'm sure that you know the difference, and definitely Steve knows the difference. And I'm sure if Tony Revlon pushes one, he definitely will be able to know the difference. It's called classic shade. So I'm sure that with me saying that, I'm sure that both of you know what classic shade is. It's not the regular run-of-the-mill, you know, oh, bitch, I don't see you shade. It's classic. Maybe I could find Miss Bernie and dig her up. I'm sure Miss Bernie knows a bit of classic shade. But to be honest with you, I was just in Florida not too long ago, and y'all had a father versus father category. And when I tell you, if half of the fathers went through what y'all two went through and had such fun doing it, that is something that the ballroom scene needs to see more often. And it's a shame that it only goes on in Miami, Florida, which Miami, Florida is a pretty, I like going to balls out there. They're pretty organized. They're very organized, in fact. They're fun. The drinks are wonderful. The music is, you know, pretty decent. And y'all always have reputable judges down there. I mean, y'all are one town that, you know, not to have a bunch of icons, y'all damn sure have a bunch coming. So, that's the reason why I got you on here. But my first question of the day was, which is a trivia question, which y'all, I would never have y'all answer, because I'm sure y'all would get it, like, right off the bat, is, so that's what we're waiting for callers to call in now, because Kelly's giving away free tickets to the Mizrahi Christmas party, is what was Mother Deja La Perla's first house? So that's what we're waiting for callers to call in now for.
No, Kevin, okay. You can go ahead and do your topic. If somebody calls in, we'll get to them.
Okay, so if Tony's on, you know, if he pushes one, tell him to, if he wants to come on, he's more than welcome, especially with this crowd of, you know, shady wolves. There has to be a referee somewhere. But anyway, you guys, now, Steve, classic shade. When you think of classic shade, what do you think of?
Well, I've learned from the best, Tony McCarver Milan and Roger.
Mm-hmm.
So classic shade to me is, you know, sometimes they say silence is golden. Sometimes you can be quiet and stand there and be reading them nonverbally.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it still show love to them at the same time. That's classic to me, because sometimes you don't even have to open your mouth. And they know you're throwing you shade. But I still love you.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
at the end of the day. Two names that you just mentioned. Tony McCargo, a well-worthy adversary, I must apply.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Ms. Roger, forget it. Ms. Rogers, you know, I've heard Rogers say less and done more by saying less than saying anything at all. Ms. Tony McCargo, she was always the voice of no reason. No reason at all. Ms. Tony's shade. But, you know, believe it or not, I think that Tony Milan is a sweet, sweet, sweet girl, to be honest with you. My sister was sweet because I think if you really wanted shade, I'm talking about real shade, you'd rather go to Miss Hickory. Miss Hickory was the shadiest bitch I've ever seen after Roger. Miss Hickory is shade beyond, classic beyond shade. So now, Danny, he's given you his scenario of what he believes shade is. Now, from your background coming from Love Asia, what do you feel when somebody says classic shade? What do you think of?
Well, you know, from the era when I came into the scene, I looked at shade or classic shade. I mean, I do have to say I looked at you, and I also looked at Stewart.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry. You tried that one. Classic. Thank you. Believe it or not. Thank you. It's just that it's classic. I thought I was 28. But anyway, go ahead, Danny.
But, you know, to be honest with you, I just always do classic shade in my own kind of way. I mean, it just depends on what I feel that night. You know, sometimes I feel like a nut, and sometimes I don't. And sometimes I feel like saying something, and I get loud and, you know, say what my piece is. And sometimes I just keep to myself. It just depends what I'm feeling.
So, you know, to be honest with you, we can get on this phone, and we can talk. But let's talk about things that are classic shade that keeps a ballroom scene like the one in Miami going so healthy. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I got you guys on here is because, except for, you know, the Mizrahi's having Jasmine down in Orlando, it's you guys in Miami. And for you two veteran fathers to be so shady and to keep a scene like Miami so alive. And the reason why I'm telling y'all this is because I've attended balls down there. And if it wasn't for the Milans and the Ebonys and a few more houses that have brought classic shade and ballroom to Miami, and they do it correctly. I have been to South Carolina, which I was really surprised at South Carolina, but I guess because Tony's there. South Carolina is a small Miami, believe it or not. And y'all would really gag. And their shade, there's a lot of old girls there. There's a few, and they're, you know, mid-age girls, but there's no classic shade. So the shade is real primitive. So you can see the difference in the ball, but in Miami, the shade is classic shade. And the classic shade comes from Steve and Danny and Warren, you know, of course, and Rico. But y'all what makes the ballroom scene something to come to. You know what I'm saying? Y'all what makes the ballroom scene something to, like, you make it worthy. And believe it or not, me coming all the way from New York to come all the way to Florida is not an easy task. But again, every time I get there, I enjoy myself. No matter what happens, it's never like anything happens big enough where, you know, the fight is so severe until we don't understand each other. And the reason for that is because of Steve and Danny. And I just wanted to have a segment for y'all to be able to talk about the classic shade and how it makes the Florida scene so much more healthy, and it gives a rivalship to two houses. That's great to me. That's really great. Y'all work together. Y'all seem to support each other's functions. And for y'all to both walk father versus father and to come out the way y'all did, it was just like, damn, I could be sitting in the Mark Ballroom for this one. And that's how, and that's where the classic shade come from. Steve, if you never thought you were shady, let me let you know you're shady. You're shady.
Really?
You're shady. You know what? You know what about you that I like, Steve, and I've always liked for years? You are always shady with a sweet tongue, and then you always put a little gospel into it just to make it right. You know, you're the kind who give birds. You know, they walk really, you know, it's real cute for the churn down here. But, you know, God bless them, honey, because, you know, everybody can't be a star. And you look, what does he mean by that? And you know, then you pay it and you go off, and then something will happen 5 minutes later and you get ready. That's what Steve was talking about. And I do it all the time. Steve, I can be at a ball and you'll say something to me and you'll have me relish for just a second. And then as soon as you have me relish for just a second, I come back and I look and then I give her, oh, that's what he was talking about. Okay. Classic shade. And Danny will say, well, something, another. So like the last ball we were at, Danny was like, move the sheet. And I was like, Danny, he's going to, Steve is waiting. And you got very, okay, well, he's waiting. No, nothing bad said, but it's just the way he got, Steve's waiting. And I was like, oh. And that, mind you, that right there to me is what New York has lost. New York, the ballroom scene, as we call the Mecca, y'all took it to Florida, and we seem to have lost it here. And it's a shame. How do y'all, as individuals, run your house to where, this is a question that I'm going to ask both of you. How do y'all run your house to a point where they feel that, you know, you keep them on their toes? And you know, it's a problem that Danny doesn't come to New York that much, and neither do you, Steve. And if you do, I wouldn't know because, you know, I don't keep in contact with you as well as I should. But how do you feel about that? You know, knowing that you're in Florida and that you both have come from the Mark Ballroom and seen all the classics and been to different places, and y'all take it and y'all have damn near replicated it in Miami. What does that take? Steve, you can go first, honey.
Well, okay. Well, considering that I walked and I've been literally in every state, I've seen how people run their houses, and, you know, you tend to want to imitate certain people, but you want to add what is best in yourself. And what's best in me is, you know, I'm a spiritual person, I love Jesus Christ, and I always go to my spiritual side because that what keeps me at peace, keeps me at bay, and I always attract those that, you know, I'm not saying they're like me, but I always attract people in my house that I can mold and shape, and I know they have they're multi-talented individuals. You know, I keep myself grounded in my spirituality because if I don't, then I would fall into the same traps and the same things that goes on into the ballroom. You can end up, you know, doing the types of things that people do in these ballroom scenes, and you'll get lost because once you get lost, you lost yourself. And how can you lead a group of people if you don't truly come from who you are? And, you know, I watch some of the great leaders in different houses and do what they do, and I pay attention, but I realize in order for me to attract and to have great talent and great people and loving people, number one, like I said, my spirituality is first. I stay in touch with them. I communicate with them. I talk to them on a regular basis. You know, I reach out to them. I realize that these houses were started because we were supposed to be parents of children that were ousted from their families because they were homosexuals or lesbians. So therefore, I embrace those children no matter what they tell me, if they're HIV positive, if they're going through, they're homeless or whatever. I make it my business to tend to them outside of the ballroom scene. It's not just waiting 2 weeks to call you because are you walking, getting ready. I'm constantly in their lives. And by me constantly being in their lives, they know that someone cares. Oh, not just for a trophy or a grand prize. This man really cares for me because I know what it's like to be cared for by my parents. So I make it my business to tend to them. They've lost that love because a lot of the parents, I mean, I'm just saying this, I'm keeping it real from what I view. A lot of the parents get high with their children. They drink with their children. I'm not saying, I'm not judging them, but if you're going to be a parent, be just what it is. Be a parent. You separate yourself from them from the things that they do versus what you do. And you're supposed to be strict and stern. You're supposed to teach them, tell them, listen, you need to go to school, you need to do whatever. If you're out here, you're, you know, escorting or, you know, writing checks or whatever, yeah, that's temporary. Now, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? So I'm constantly talking about things, you know. I'm faithful, you know, I got my education. I moved forward. Yes, I was not the perfect person. I did get in some trouble, and I spent some time away. But guess what? I learned through my experiences of failure to become success, and I try to instill in them, no matter how many times you fail, get back up and keep going. And, you know, the House of Milan is known for having great talent. I mean, all houses do. But I always know that being down here is a needle in the haystack. As opposed to, you know, New York, Atlanta, you have a plethora of people you can choose from. If they leave a house, yeah, you can come over here or whatever if you're worthy. But down here, I have to be really, really, really careful of who I select because I have to realize what my house gives. And they're very shady. So I have to, I'm mindful of the leader and the people that do come down to want to see the house and what they're giving. So that's what keeps me going. That's what, you know, makes me have the love for the ballroom scene because I love the children and I do understand what they go through.
Okay, so Danny, now that you've heard, Steve, what is your recipe for holding the House of Ebony coming from the House of La Beja and, you know, Revlon and different things of that nature? And you know, both of y'all have had a lot of ballroom experience, but bringing the classic shade to Miami and the way that y'all stay more concentrated than a lot of other places. You know, to believe it or not, coming to Miami is like going to a function in not like saying, oh, I just went to a function in Florida. Not like saying, like, you're going to a function in Pittsburgh or anything like that. It's like when you say, oh, I was at a function, you have something to say, you know, performance was this, that, and the other, and, you know, female figure face was this, that, and the other, and realness was this, that, and the other. How do you feel about bringing that same classic shade and also ballroom life to Miami? What is your recipe in keeping, you know, the House of Ebony being Father the House of Ebony and Steve being Father Milan? How do y'all keep that healthy relationship in Miami that is so needed in so many other places?
Well, what I can say is when I first came to Miami in 2001, I realized that Miami had a huge disconnect with what the ballroom, at the time that I felt, was a huge disconnect from where the ballroom was or where they needed to be. And, you know, I met Steve, and I saw that, truthfully, Steve was or was going to be and is my healthy competition. I mean, I felt that I was bringing unity and familyhood to an area that I felt needed it. You know, my first set of kids when I was first came to Miami, I was a Cavalli. And starting the House of Cavalli from scratch and being able to unify a group of kids that were, like Steve said, disconnected from what reality was. You know, they're coming out into the gay scene, they're looking for some type of family, they're looking for some type of guidance. And, you know, coming from a strong, tight-knit family, I felt that I could give it to them. And having that ability and drive them to really seek for their talents, really seek for what I felt they have inside, that everybody wants to be a star, everybody wants to be recognized. And I have been able to tap into that when it comes to my members, my kids, and bring it to life into the ballroom. And being able to bring that into the ballroom and having a competitor such as Steve brings the ballroom to life, because for a long time Florida was disconnected from that. And coming from the history that I came from, La Beja and all the, you know, many of the other things that I've been able to do in my prior lives, you know, I have learned from the best. I have learned from mothers and fathers that I felt, you know, had that strength, had that ability. And I've been able to transform that into Florida and run, you know, some successful houses here, and have some really good, healthy competition. And Steve knows, you know, I've had times that I've hated him, but I love him.
You know, we see each other in the scene. We know that we're going to compete. We know that we're going to go at it. Plenty of times I've called them straight out. Steve, I'm going to a ball. You walking? Because I'm walking and I'm waiting for you. And, you know, we create that healthy competition so that our kids see that not only are we rivalries in the ballroom scene, but we can also be that healthy rivalry that can still come together and unify the scene and bring these kids to life and give them what they need to compete.
Right. Okay.
Can
so
I add
now,
to what he just said?
Of course. Go ahead, Steve.
I mean, and just to top that off, we've learned not to cross that line. Yeah, we've said things to each other, but we've learned not to cross that line because, see, we have each other's numbers. And since Florida is such a small scene, if the two top houses create havoc, then the ballroom scene is going to die if it constantly is a problem between both houses. So we've learned not to cross that line. And Florida is a different type of an animal as opposed to the other places because this is a pageant state. And to get people to come and want to walk balls and have healthy fathers and mothers that want to help them beyond the ballroom scene, you know, you have to, they needed somewhere to go. And a lot of those kids are very creative and they want that love and they want to show off their talents and they just enjoy the balls. So, you know, it's a small scene. So if you have two top houses creating problems, the scene's going to fall apart pretty much.
Okay. So Go ahead, Danny.
Well, just to add to that, I mean, we've seen it you know, firsthand. I mean, we've gone to that. We've almost reached that limit. We were at a point where, and like I said, in my prior lives and another house that I was in, we were at that point where we were not connecting enough to understand that, okay, we got some heavy competition going on. We're both going to defend our kids. We're both going to stand up for our kids. And we've had those moments of disconnect from each other where we've almost let the scene fall. We've almost let things fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And yet,
exactly.
At the end of the day, I've learned to call Steve and say, what the fuck is going on? Seriously. Like, what's the shape?
Yeah.
And he's done the same for me.
Right.
And we've been able to nip it in the bud and just say, fuck it. Let's move on. Let's move on to bigger and better things.
Okay, so hold on, you guys, for just 1 second. Keep that train of mind. I'm going to take a caller. Kelly, I have a caller, 347-208. Caller, are you there? I'm sorry, 305-49-494. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. How are you?
Fine, you, honey.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Danny.
Hi. Know that voice.
It's Jacqueline.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Hi, honey. So let me ask you a question. Do you live in Florida?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so with Steve and Danny being in the ballroom scene and the classic shade that they supply to each other, which I'm saying the reason why I'm calling it classic shade is another way of saying healthy shade. The healthy shade and the classic shade is all the same thing. How do you feel that makes the ballroom scene in Miami so strong? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the scene in Miami now that Danny and Steve now have a kind of a hold on it where they kind of embrace everybody and it seems to – I love the balls in Florida. So how do you feel about the ballroom scene in Florida now?
Well, I am Milan, let me just say that. With that being said, I got different training than what Rico got and what the other ones got. I was there with Steve, I call it Milan Boot Camp, where I seen where it was one-on-one shade where what are you doing with your life? Okay, the ballroom team is going to be there, but what are you going to do with your life? That's the kind of person Steve is.
Mm-hmm.
The shade down here in Miami, as you would say, would be the healthy shade on the Florida scene. Shade has always been down here, but the ballroom scene really made it hot. Shade has always been here. It has been. This is one of the most shadiest cities ever.
Oh?
I'm telling you this straight up, straight out. This is one of the most shadiest cities ever. There's just an air about people from down here. With that being said, Danny coming from... I think Danny, you came from New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when Danny came down here from New York, Steve was already down here, so it just made it even harder because Steve was already, like you said, classic shade. Danny came down with the I call it the new age shade, like the shade that we were coming to see. But Danny came with the new age shade with the classic twist. I am so sorry. It was one of the things where you know what, you can't stand this bitch when you get inside the building. But after the building, you have to be like, you know what, I respect you. You can see them between them, so that when once they get inside, okay, once we get inside these doors, now y'all already know what time it is.
Exactly. So
now when this ballroom thing is over, when this ball is over, we're gonna be good girlfriends. I'm letting you know that right now. We're gonna be good girlfriends, and it's just gonna carry on with the carry on. And that's one thing I like about it. I mean, sometimes you be sitting over there, you be tapping your foot, and Steve be like, honey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And you just be over there, you be fuming, and Steve would just come over there and just calm you down. And you'll see Danny over there doing the same thing with his kids. So therefore, you know it's going to be all right. Y'all going to be all right. It's only a three-hour function.
Exactly, exactly. And at the end of the day, we also have to live in the same city. And that's what I love about it. Because, believe it or not, I've been to Florida and I've been to functions and it's been something and or whatever the case might be. And you call Danny and give her, oh, Danny, the melange trying to, he goes, okay, all right. It's okay. And I'm going, well, you need to go there. And Danny goes, I'm not calling nobody else. I'm calling Steve. And I'm like, well, you need to go. No, me and Steve have an understanding. Mm-hmm. And when Danny said that to me, after Danny said that to me, there was no more for me to say. And I know Steve. I've known Steve for many more years. I probably when I was a young teenage girl. I know Steve for many, many years. And believe it or not, his shade is so classical.
Girl, Quick, I could tell me.
Classical. His one-liners are definitely bestsellers. And a lot of people could be standing around me. That look can be classical, and people can be standing around me, and they're looking for, oh, you know, Steve's so crazy. I can be like, bitch, Steve just read you, honey. We are all standing here, and Steve just gave you the read for you to motherfucking wake up and enlighten yourself about what was going on. You didn't catch it? And it was like, no, Steve is out of the room. Okay. I guess Steve got this town wrapped in one subtle motion. But then I'll see Danny come along, and Danny will do the same thing. And I'll get, but you know what? It's not the shade. It's not shade. It's classical shade. That's the reason why they're not getting it. Because it's classical
shade.
It's intellectual. Yeah. It's like the difference between dry white humor and In Living Colors.
But you know what it is? The people would expect for you to be reading like, oh, Miss Thing Girl and this, that, and the other, and oh, bitch, and this, and that, and the other.
And you know, for so many years, and you believe it or not, and when I'm saying for so many years, Steve, I've never known Steve to do that. And I've never, ever known, like Danny, I've never known Steve to get very well. Oh, Missy, you know, she's a mess girl and 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 girl. I have never, and Danny, up until you get Danny to get very, very angry, he'll give you a child, please. And I never said, when did you start doing that, Danny? And it's just surprising to me to see these two fathers, how they can break it down. Because when I tell you the last function that I was at in Miami, father versus father was the category. I talked about that category for at least a week.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Because nobody ever caught that. Both of you did things that you usually don't do, so it was something unexpected. Who gave you the expected pantomime, lip-syncing gospel? So he was real nice about it first. And I guess Danny decided to be the more country time lemonade, you know, father, you know. And then Steve decided to chip it off with a pipe in his mouth. And nobody's catching the shade about the pipe.
No. This is how you describe Steve and Danny. And correct me if I'm wrong. You could say this: Coke and Pepsi.
Coke and Pepsi. There it is, right there.
That's it.
Coke and Pepsi.
Coke and Pepsi.
Coke and Pepsi. And both of them are good, but you got a time when you got to drink each of them at a certain time. And sometimes Pepsi gives you that kick, and sometimes Coca-Cola just gives you just exactly what you want, but just not too much. And
yeah,
this is the way it is. But that, if people didn't realize. And, you know, I sat around and I watched a lot of the kids, but they didn't realize what a lot of the stuff that y'all did represented. Like the gospel song that you used, Steve, what was the name of it?
Don't Pray and Worry by Jay Moss.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Okay, Danny came out doing Runway with a all black on. Mind you, it was not all black. It was all sequence black, and all the black was not in one designer.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, Runway.
Right.
Steve. Nobody. If y'all would have did that category in New York, more people would have understood it. But because y'all were in Florida, Steve, you don't realize how you set the tone. Somebody else is going to do that one day.
I hope so.
What y'all did that night is what makes legends and what makes legendary moments in ballroom history. You see what I'm saying? The reason why I wanted to have you two on is because from New York, Florida is like at the end, but people would not realize that you pass over Atlanta, which has a pretty decent and healthy ballroom scene. You pass over South Carolina, you pass over North Carolina, you pass over Virginia, that's on the uprise. You pass over Washington D.C. that at one time was the hellraiser. But now you got Florida coming up on the map hard and strong. And a lot of people don't realize, the reason why I wanted to do it on this show is because a lot of people don't realize that the scene is so healthy and so much fun in Florida. And most of the functions are given around the time when Florida gives a lot of things. So it's not just like you go to Florida, one function, and the function might be on a Thursday or a Friday. But believe it or not, y'all have so much going on for the weekend. Y'all do weekend things. Like, you know, when we go down there for Danny, Danny takes us out to dinner. We might go to an amusement park. We might go on the beach. The whole house will go on the beach. You know, Danny does everything like it's an ebony weekend. And to be honest with y'all, y'all should really crack the mold. And because it's Florida, and because y'all are two strong fathers, y'all should give an Ebony Milan weekend. And it should be an ally ball. That means, and mind you, Steve, if you know your history about the House of Milan, they did this before with the extravaganzas. And thinking of extravaganza, you know, Danny is an ex La Beja, which he's Spanish, and y'all should do that again. Y'all should have an ally ball where all the categories include you to have not someone from your house member. If it's like Team Face, it has to be one Milan, one Ebony, or one Muglia, one Garcon, or whatever the case might be. But an ally ball would open the eyes of a lot of other people. Like, the Herreras, they need to start coming to Florida more often. The Herreras, the Laprillas, they seem to start coming down there. The Blahniks are forming a house down there. And I mean, but you got to also remember that the Milans and the Ebonies and the Cavallis and the Revlons have been there first. So y'all need to set the pace so the ballroom scene doesn't turn into, God forgive me, Pittsburgh, which Chris Infinity is trying his damnedest best to fix.
Well,
y'all guys, it's so much fun to come to Florida, Steve. You don't realize. Even if there is a little bit of shade, it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And I mean, I've tried to promote it to my house and up north and say we're having balls, but, you know, people have stereotyped Florida as being late. But now that they're hearing us on the radio to go, let me try it out, since Cabbage and all of them are saying it's hot. Let's see what it's like. But see, you're a legend. You've experienced Florida, and you've been down here numerous of times to say, yes, they got it going on. Y'all need to catch and see what's going on down there. I've always tried to promote, but it has gotten better. The scene has gotten better.
And I mean,
correctly, but believe it or not, what I'm seeing is, if Florida doesn't get a lot of attention, we all, I mean, all the houses need to know that Florida has a healthy ballroom scene. And it's fun, and there's so much to do in Florida. And, I mean, even as a togetherness, I think the togetherness of the House of Milan and the House of Ebony in Florida will break a lot of barriers in other places. It's all right to have a rivalship on the floor. Make no mistakes. It's always wonderful to have a rivalship on the floor. But at the end of the day, when anything goes on, there's always a common ground for being respectful to each other. And y'all have cornered the market in Florida.
I mean, hold on, Steve.
And on that note, it's 12 o'clock, and I got to pay some bills. We're going to be back after this Scotta Ball commercial. And, Cabbage, you have a whole slew of girls from Florida that's on the phone lines that want to talk.
Okay. So when we come back after this commercial, we'll get to the callers, and I want you and Steve to stay on the line, Steve and Danny to stay on the line, so y'all can help me answer some of these questions. Kelly,
sure.
To our Scotta commercial.
The Legendary House of Scotta presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Scotta. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Mid-Deck House of Scottaball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislative to Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Stable, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Then performance. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenge. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Scotta.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about the Scotta.
The proceeding was a Lana Love production.
Hello.
Okay. Yes,
just
Kelly.
Get back. Hold on. I'm going to go to your first caller. Your first caller that you have is the icon himself, the legendary Kool-Aid Khan, and the legendary Aurora East Coast mother, Nicole Khan, is on the line.
Okay. What's going on?
Dustin on the bus.
I heard that you just got back from Texas.
Yes, I had a blast.
Really? How's the scene down there, Selvin?
It's real cute. It really is.
I heard.
Yes, I did my report, and now I'm ready to do some homework.
I will stop the bus. Now we got to go there.
Okay, so now, Selvin, I'm going to tell you who we got on the phone. Where's Nicole at?
I know
that.
Yeah.
Where's Nicole at?
I didn't hear you. What was that?
Nicole.
Nicole. But anyway, Selvin, we have Danny, Ebony, and Steve Milan on the line also. And we were talking
back. Wait, hold on. That background needs to be fixed. Hold on, whoever got that background needs to fix that background. And next person I'm bringing on the line. Hold on, Kool-Aid.
That's not me.
therefore wins.
Okay, well, you need to fix that. The next person I'm bringing on a lot is the icon himself. It is the legendary icon, overall father, Tony Revlon, is definitely on the phone with y'all on Classic Shade Night. Tony?
Hey, Tony.
I threw a queen of diamond on his club.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's just Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to get you on the key. What's going on? Okay, so what's going on is that I'm on the $60, and somebody did not pay their share in the bus. It's not
Hello.
Hey, Calvin. Going off.
Hey,
hello?
Calvin.
Hello,
hey,
Calvin.
Everybody. Yes.
Hey.
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 Okay, so
on,
Danny.
Calvin.
Okay, Danny, Steve Milan, and Nanushka. Okay, y'all hold on y'all all stay right there. I'm going to bring the next caller on, which is a Florida caller, and that caller's number is 305-975. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
You're on the air, baby.
No, hey.
Rico,
man.
What's up?
Hello, what did you say?
It's Rico Milan.
Hi, Rico.
Hey, Auntie, how you doing?
Finding you, sugar.
Good. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Okay, so now, Rico.
Hey.
Since we have you on the line and we have Kool-Aid, what me and Danny and Steve were talking about was, how do you feel that the ballroom scene in Florida is now? Do you like the Florida scene? Do you wish that you were walking somewhere else? Or how do you feel about the classic shade that goes on between the House of Milan and the House of Ebony?
Well, first and foremost, I must say I commend both of them. I've sat up underneath of both of them, and I'm great friends with the both of them. And they were there when I first came into the ballroom scene. I actually was introduced into the ballroom scene because I'm originally from Baltimore. But once I got here, it was a little bit easier for me to kind of jump out there and do my thing. And being under them and having worked with them and watching them and learning from them was more than enough for me to get a chance to see how I could also make my place in the scene as well. And what I will say on both ends, and what actually makes it classic to me, is the fact that at the end of the day, like it has pretty much been said, there is always tomorrow. It keeps it healthy. You know, you can walk a ball, we can fuss, we can fight, we can kick and scream and, you know, root for who we are and, you know, what we believe in. But at the end of the day, you know, that just builds our momentum to come back harder and stronger if by chance we didn't win or we felt shaded any particular way. And we that's what it has become. And over the years, it has grown to be that.
Okay. So now, with all that being said, when are y'all going to give a Milan Ebony weekend?
We need to do it. I'm glad to have you all here. Yeah, we need to go ahead and make it happen. I must say I also thank you all for coming out to that ball that you was happy to see father versus father between Steve and Danny here in Miami, and that was like climactic. It was a great experience, and it was something that I believe the scene needs to see here, because we do have a lot of young blood, people coming onto the scene and trying to figure out and find their way in it. And we have great role models, people who are out there and who have been there and done it.
Yeah.
Me and Danny will discuss that, and we'll find out when we can have a weekend where it's feasible for the house and for people to come down. Because that will be great, because anytime that Ebony and Milan get together, it's always a big event, because when I was in Atlanta, Ebony and Dwayne Milan threw Ebony Milan function when the balls were just getting hot in Atlanta, and it was ridiculous.
Exactly. So now, through the test of time, the Milans have been able to work with the Extravas and the Ebonies and keep a healthy – look what it grew to in Atlanta. So just imagine what it can grow to in Miami, Florida.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Even in a pageant town,
mm-hmm.
the ballroom scene, Rico, when I tell you I had so much fun during your ball and even afterwards, we all danced and laughed
oh, yeah.
and talked and drank together. And then even after the club was closed, we stood outside, Ebony
okay.
Lawn, shoulder by shoulder and hand by hand. And
yes.
it was wonderful. And we should have. And classic. And mind
yes.
you, there was shade going on, but it was
always.
Classic shade. It was
right.
shade that can be learned and taught and always can be dealt with in any walk of life. Like I said, it's the difference between dry white humor and In Living Colors.
Well,
and
right.
down there with you guys, it is always dry white humor. Y'all keep it 100% to each other, but y'all keep it so healthy, and it's so much fun. And so, you know, it's like for y'all to give a ball down there together and have, you know, Selvin on the mic and have somebody from the House of Milan on the mic and have Andy on the mic from Florida. I mean, y'all really all need to get it together because for the simple fact is, when I tell you I have so much fun and I go state to state, Rico, and when
yeah.
I tell you I can leave a function and be like, oh, child, I was over it. But
right.
when I left, by the time I got back to my hotel room at 7:30 that morning, that was a function. That was a function.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because you didn't come back. I didn't come back to the hotel to talk about, oh, I'm so over those girls, and those girls are so messy. Oh, and that ball was just so long and drawn out, and there was nothing. Oh, that category was tired. Every category. But what made my night that night was father versus father. When I tell you father knows best,
yes.
that gave me father knows best. When
yes.
Steve and Danny went out for blood, and at the end of it, to hug and have such a big smile on their face shows a lot of people in that ballroom scene that shade does not have to be about fighting and
right.
wanting to cut everybody. And it can be a fulfiller for competition, but just know at the end of the day, it is not your life. It is curriculum activity. It's an extra.
Exactly.
Right, right.
It's an extra. And you're, and believe it or not, I knew it was your ball, but I was going to Florida, and Danny kept saying, come. And we was like, okay, we're going to come. And by the when we got there, like every time I go to Florida to a function, I live. But father versus father took me back to the mob ballroom scene, and
right. yes,
it was everything to me. It was
yeah.
everything to me. And there should be more moments like that, because moments like that in Florida is what's going to build that ballroom scene in a healthy capacity.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? In a healthy environment, the way it is, and to have two leaders like Danny and Steve heading it up, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
oh, yeah.
it's something that's to be rectified. And then now that you're getting into the ballroom scene, it's even wonderful. But, Rico, we have, like, a bunch of more callers. Thank you for calling. And if you have any more questions,
thanks,
just put your
thank
hand
you.
Back
thanks,
up to
Rico.
Good one.
All
okay?
Right,
the next caller is 321-750. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hi. Who's this on the line? Zoli.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Zoli.
Hi, Zoli.
Zoli.
What's going on, honey?
What's up?
So how do you feel? How do you feel? Another one coming from New York, from the House of Mugler. How do you feel about the ballroom scene in Florida? What is your personal intake of it?
My personal take on it is that Florida is a state where there's a wealth of talent. There's a wealth of opportunities. You have the sunshine. You have wonderful hotel prices, you have airfare. There's no reason why we can't get on the map as Carolinas did, as Chicago did, and that's something that I know the world leaders from Milan, Ebony, Infinity, Vivant are looking forward to in 2011.
Thank you. So, I mean, in everything that I've known, don't you think that, I mean, even from your perspective, that Steve and Danny should really make should really have an ally ball that would like kind of join maybe the Infinities and the Milans hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an ally ball. So you I think all the categories should have to deal with you depending on someone from another house and walking a function. That would bring togetherness. That would bring a lot of team spirit. And it would be something to experience because the Milans and Extravaganza did it. The Milans and the Ebony did it. And we should do it again. And I really think that they should be the two houses that really put that one together in Miami, Florida.
I think it's so funny that you mentioned because as we had the Ballroom Federation in New York, that is something that I would like to start down here with everyone being wholehearted to it. And something that the D.C. Ballroom scene did was they had their Rumble Balls, but each house was responsible for creating a Rumble Ball so that you had to be part of that Rumble Ball. So when they had other years, all of those counted. And it worked so well in D.C., and I think that it helped to regrow the D.C. scene, and I think that it
could do good. People rolling down to the rear of the bus?
Florida.
Okay.
I mean, I totally agree with you, Zola. I mean, for years, you know, Steve and I have tried to come together on numerous occasions to try to unify the scene here.
And there's been times that we've been successful and we've been able to unify and bring together a successful function, either individually or together. I mean, yet, you know, unfortunately, one of the things that have happened is that there, and Steve can probably attest to it, there is no real commitment by the house parents as we have been able to come in. I mean, I am all for creating a federation and creating a summit like we've had for years at one point in time. But it got to a point where it was just Steve and I putting together these summit meetings or coming together with maybe one other house, which at the time was Infinity. Yet we didn't have the full commitment from other mothers and fathers. So, I mean, today I can honestly tell you I definitely will commit to putting my extra time and energy into creating an alliance with the different houses here to create a unified scene, to grow it, build it, and make it successful and make it where it needs to be. Because I totally agree. We are one of the most talented states out there, yet our members from the state of Florida have not been able to be recognized because of – you know, some of the nonsensical shade that goes on. And yet I think that if we was to unify and create that unity, yes, we would be a successful state. And, yes, we would be a state to reckon with.
Excellent. I'm so looking forward to it because, you know what, when things are starting out, you don't get your life right away. There's always going to be classic shade. But when you continue to come and come and come, it becomes undeniable. And at a point in time, they're going to say, child, you got to give it to them. Because you know what? It continued. And I think it's going to be a wonderful year for us in 2011.
Totally agree with you.
Okay, so Zola, thank you very much. And if you, by any chance, if this federation or anything gets started or anything, I'm sure that Danny will let me know. But I want to also, like, if I can help with any input or anything like that, but I'm sure that between you, Danny, Steve, y'all should be able to handle that with no problem. But really, I'm really, 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 y'all need to commit to having an ally ball. I think that would be something that would be so classic and so fun and so healthy. And believe it or not, if y'all have an ally ball, I'll make sure that I walk.
You better promise.
I will make sure that I walk, and I'm going to walk a category that I usually don't walk.
I mean, when you see a member like Zoli, Danny, and myself, we're all strong, business-minded individuals, number one. Number two, we're men that are committed and love what we do. We've been in it for this long. We just haven't given up and walked away because we've learned to be parents and not let our children rule our houses. See, that's the problem when it falls apart because the parents don't know how to rule their house because they let the children take over. You know, but I know when we get together, I do want to start the United Federated Houses and so on and so forth. So I don't have a problem with that. I commend Zoli. He's built up the House of Mugler down here, and he's a strong leader. We need strong people that's going to pull the other people in and maybe the other parents that really don't have those parenting skills to say, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? Why don't you come to us? Don't be afraid. Swallow your pride. Ask. That's all.
And that is what it's really all about. Because believe it or not, I've been to Atlanta, I've been to D.C., and, you know, throughout the year. But coming to Florida just brought me back to the Mark Ballroom again, and I hate to say it over and over again, but that father versus father category, whoever thought of it to bring you to, down there, I mean, believe it or not, Rico should be commended for it because if Rico nobody realizes what went into that. You see what I'm saying?
I definitely got to say that was Rico because Rico knows the both of us very well. And Rico knows that every once in a while we love to show that healthy competition out there. I mean, like I said, for years we've been going at it. And then we both took a break and decided, you know what, it's up to these younger generation to come out and storm. And we're just going to sit on the sidelines and, you know, support them. But it was time. Right. It was good. It was healthy. It was fun. I mean, I had a blast.
I enjoyed my life.
And, you know, I'm ready for it again. Whenever Steve wants to, we'll hit the runway again.
Of course. I'm not a problem. Because I've got all my runway skills from the legendary one. Warren. He had to break my hip.
And I am surprised that Warren has not called in yet.
He's just been really busy. He's cooking. There's a lot of people coming in town or that are there right now. He was talking to me raw chicken and his hand. You know he's a chef, too. So you know, his ball is Thursday. So I'm going to text him to tell him to call in.
Okay, but, you know, I'm trying my hardest to get there on Thursday.
I know. That's a day and a half away.
Yeah, I'm trying my best to get there in a day and a half, believe it or not. And I'm pretty successful with when I put my mind to something, because I really want to come anyway. Because another house member of mine asked me to come down also, Taj. So he had asked me because he's walking runway again, so he wants me to be down there. So I'm going to try and be there. So
I'm going to put you on the panel
again. Why do I have to go? But I love it.
I just love to watch your face when people are walking. It's just hilarious to watch. As you be looking at my head, it's like, oh, okay.
You know, it's
hello?
Like, yeah, hello.
Yep, no, cabbage does. She...
Sometimes.
When is the awards ball in Miami?
Well, we had it in May, so
okay,
hopefully, Danny, we can collaborate this year.
No, definitely. I mean, I pushed it over last year. We had
pushed it over for about a half a year. So last year we had it in May. That's when I was able to do I was able to collaborate with Delano and with Fizzle to do a Florida's first $5,000 ball. Hopefully this year, again, I'm able to collaborate with Steve and any one of the leaders from the, you know, community here to kind of create another $5,000 ball or even something better or something, whatever it brings to the table. But, yeah, it's probably going to be sometime in around May.
I honestly think that we should have also a United Houses of Florida ball and a United Fathers ball. Because it'll show that, you know, we're helping, you know, participate, get in, put your hand in, and be involved.
Well, you know, Steve, we still have that Father's Day ball that we were supposed to do a couple of years ago pending that we never got to do. Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm down for it. I love the houses, love the scene. That's all I do with the gay world. So that's my only entertainment. So I would love to see for it to come, all the creativity and the talent and the people to come out from all over. And hopefully people will now, since they're hearing this show, to really come down here and see what kind of talent they have. Because
Florida got some competition.
Yeah, we can take plenty of these kids up north, and they will wear some of those kids out. And they'll go, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Florida, a place you never come to.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I can honestly say that I am a person that always come to Florida and truly have fun and gets my life. So, to be honest with you, I don't care who comes down here because I get my life with y'all anyway, from the buffets and all.
Who is that?
Selvin.
That was
Kool-Aid was at my first ball, one of the biggest balls in Florida. Oh yeah.
I got my life for Danny and
Kool-Aid knows right. I brought Selvin to Miami for the first time back in 2003, and I had a successful ball with Angel Infinity, and I mean it was great to bring him down here.
in the House of Lords and all that. Like, I really got my life. I can't wait for May. I really
so,
can't.
So, Selvin, you're going to make sure that you're on that mic, you know, when they get that ally ball?
When is that?
I don't know when they're going to give it, but they need to hurry up and give it. Because I want us to walk a category together.
Mind you, okay?
I want us to walk a category together, and you're going to gag at the category that I want us to walk as a team.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later.
Oh, baby, when I tell you they see us coming there to get, oh, my God, it's going to be over. It's going to, because I'm going to do something that you've done before that I've never done before, but I'm going to do it, and I want to do it with you.
Okay.
D-U-D.
Ooh.
And I want to do it in Florida, because I want to do it where it counts.
Come on.
Because I want to see Steve and Danny's face for this one.
Okay.
Okay, and this is going to be a classic.
And no shade, that's what we need to start doing, like collaborations and stuff like that as teams. They don't really do that no more, like teams, like different houses come together and stuff like that. They need to start. Not Florida,
because,
I'm just saying, you know, ballroom period.
Ballroom period. And that's what I'm saying, like, Selvin, ballroom period. But the way their ballroom scene, Selvin, if you would have seen Father versus Father at Rico Milan's ball.
Because I ain't hear nothing yet.
Oh, my God. It was so – it was Father versus Father. Steve came out doing a pantomime, doing a lip-syncing. You couldn't even call it lip-syncing because it was so – he more – like he enchanted the song more or less. And it was so classical. And the gospel itself – it's like one of the gospels that you would not hear on a regular run of the day, or you would hear on one of the radio stations. So you have to be a gospel, eclectic gospel connoisseur. And when I tell you an eclectic gospel connoisseur, because I love gospel music and I listen to gospel music all the time. And when I heard the song, I was like, where did he find that song? So, and then something clicked with me. And I go, well, you know what? Steve is really religious. But for him to pick that song and the title of the song, and I got, there goes. But everybody else in the ballroom did not realize the impact of the song itself and the way you did it. You didn't mouth the words. You kind of, like, finesse. The whole song, throughout the whole song, and it was right after a lip-syncing contest. So nobody would never realize that they thought that you were doing lip-syncing when in all reality you were doing a pantomime. And nobody realized the shade of it. Nobody realized the shade of it from the gospel song with the straw, with the cork pipe that you had. Yeah, if anybody was to think about the gospel song and the pipe that you had in your hand and the way you were dressed for it.
Right.
So, Danny did a classic Father Knows Best, I'm strolling through Central Park. So Danny did a classic evening where, Steve did an evening where I'm going to the gospel concert. But I'm doing with Classy Shade. So now, let's see if you can catch my class, and let's see if you can catch my shade. And through every category that they went through, Danny ended it off with a dip and runway in an all-black dress, but it was an all-black outfit on, but it had he had a three-piece suit on with a sarong wrap. So everybody was trying to figure out, I've never seen Danny walk runway before. There's a lot of things that you haven't seen Danny do. It was really fun. And for you to just sit down there and to pick the whole thing apart, it was like, wow, they really put some thought into this. And everybody was going up, not realizing what they were really going up for. And then for them to kiss and hug at the end of it, and whatever shade it was, because they were going for blood back and forth up this runway, changing outfits, changing shoes, changing hats, going from one extreme to the next. I mean, these two fathers went for blood. And at the end of it, the decision was made. Whoever, I didn't even, to be honest, who won until I got outside and I was talking to Rico and I was like, I wasn't even worried about who won. I really wasn't, because the category itself was just so, it was just so much to me, and just knowing how the category was, y'all put so much into the category, both of you, until it was just, it was over, Selvin. It was one of our moments where we are battling for Owe.
Mm-hmm.
And they
like
came
how
out
like
of clothes,
volunteering.
Exactly. And when I tell you, it was like anybody else would have walked out there, they would have been in total trouble. But it was so much fun. I had so much fun watching it. That's why I wanted to give a, that's why I wanted to give a ball together. I want these two classically shady individuals to give a ball together and watch how it turns out. Because I know it, the category is going to be amazing. The category is going to be amazing. And
but
I mean,
that,
from
that,
state
that
to state. Exactly. And it should. And it should, because more fathers should come down and partake in their functions. The House of Cards, believe it or not, Selvin, y'all would get life down there. I'm talking about if you brought the House of Cards down there, trust me, they're going to give you the competition that you want. And it won't be no shade at the end of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about the whole thing. They, it's not a lot of shade. It, the shade happens where it's supposed to, on the floor and not on the judges' panel.
Right.
Thank God.
And that's where the shade should be. And that's the reason why I'm so livid about the ballroom scene in Miami. And it's due to Steve and Danny. And when I tell you that shade is so classy, and mind you, they've got young people on the mic. And the ones that they have on the mic are really good, because at least they know, you know, all the locals. And even the out-of-towners, they gave me my life for LLS, and I lived. And they're so creative, and it's so much fun. And at the end of the day, you know, Southern, I was full to the till, darling. But at the end of the day, I didn't have to worry about going outside and getting busted in my head or worrying about this child reading me. We all stood outside for an hour after the club was over and just talked about breakfast and going to this function and wanting to do this and how Rico came out with this on and how Steve and them did this and how we – and we were standing there for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the ballroom scene. And that's another thing that I miss. Balls here in New York, if they end successfully, everybody's not communicating with nobody. It's some shade. Everybody's over everybody else and everything. We don't go outside and chit-chat no more and talk about the categories and have healthy banter. We went outside and there were Milans and Infinities and Mugliers and whatever the case might be, whoever it was, we had healthy creative banter. And we were talking about having breakfast the next morning as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you don't get no more. And that's what Florida. Florida gave me a lot of things that New York and other places are missing. And that's the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, that Florida is a growing city and it has a lot of talent in it. And believe it or not, it's a lot of raw talent. Like, you see so many femme queens down there that are in the ballroom scene, but not a lot of them walk.
Uh-huh.
A lot of femme queens. There is a lot of femme queens. There are a lot of drags that, like, when the femme queen categories come, they're not walking. And I don't know what – I have no idea what the reason is, but they're all in clutches. So you get the girls will walk realness. And a few might walk, you know, face. But these femme queens and these butch queen and drags need to start walking body. If they would make, y'all guys would make more categories for them if more of them would get more confidence to walk. But if they realize that the ballroom scene is all about shade, but as long as it's healthy shade, it's shade that you can deal with. See, they're expecting, they've heard shade, and they look at YouTube, and they take the shade for something to be unhealthy. Shade can be healthy, too. If as long as it's applied correctly and applied by a correct person. You don't want to be shaded by some knot, but if Steve or Danny or, you know, one of them give you a little bit of shade, it's to take it as a learning lesson. It's to take
right,
it and
right.
run with it.
because they're not trying to hurt you. As many years as I've known Steve, Steve never gives shade to hurt. He always gives shade to educate. And if you take it as shade, as an educational shade, you'll get somewhere in the ballroom scene. If you take it as you wanting to fight Steve, Steve doesn't want to fight anybody. I've never known Steve to be a person malicious and evil. His shade is classic shade, and it's all about educating. So if anybody in Florida thinks that that Steve is being a malicious bastard, trust me, if he has not been a malicious bastard in his younger days when he had right and deserved to, and he's sweet now, people should take heed to that. People should really, and Danny of all people, he is hated here in New York by the Spanish girls. Hated by the Spanish community here in New York. Oh, most definitely.
And I send them my love.
You love all the girls, and all the girls are kind. Yeah. But Steve, you never realized that?
No.
Oh, he is not well liked here in the Spanish community here in New York. No.
I have an idea. I have an idea, but I don't want to say it because I don't want people to think I'm being, you know.
Funny. Well, let me help you with your classic shade. What is his lover's name?
Who, Slim?
What nationality is she?
Black. He's African American.
Oh, okay. Well, they have a problem.
I don't
want
to say it without really having to say it, but yeah.
Danny refuses to give that Spanish moronga to the Spanish girls, and the Spanish girls have a problem with it. They have a problem with it, Steve. They have a really classic problem with Danny not wanting to give up the sausichon.
Sorry to cut you off. Warren's trying to call in, but he said he can't get through. So just letting you know, because he was trying to call.
Okay. Tell Warren, but I don't... I'm gonna figure out. Let me figure out a way. I can't. You're talking to me on your cell phone, correct? Steve.
I can three-way him in.
Okay, well, three-way him in, honey.
Hold on.
I'm gagging. It's cold out here.
Didn't you gag?
Girl,
you came from Texas in 70-degree weather.
Girl, I was at 72 degrees, girl.
I heard that y'all was in shorts and stuff and you was in a bikini back out.
Ow!
I heard that you was up hard.
I can't be showing for bottom to top.
Hello?
Hey, is it?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Warren.
Can
are you
no,
live from Asia?
This is not Warren.
Is that
my beautiful
calling
auntie? Hold on. The next call. Hold on, the next call is 786-318. You're live on the air on Classic Tuesday.
Okay, well, whatever happened to me?
Hold on, Warren.
Hi, Warren, but this is Hershey. How you doing, Warren?
Hi, Hershey.
But what about me?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, here go Warren. That Northwest Philly. Oh.
Well, no, go ahead, Hershey. It's your time.
Hershey,
right now.
It's your time right now. We'll get to Warren. She's much older than you, dear.
Thank you. Much more legendary.
Yeah. Okay, so Hershey, how do you feel about the ballroom scene now in Miami?
Well, I myself came from Jersey, and I really didn't know anything about the ballroom scene until I moved to Miami. And at first, when I first got here, the ballroom scene was mostly ran by the Spanish girls, and they weren't trying to really be infiltrated by anybody else. It was just really all about them. And if you were a black girl or you didn't really associate yourself with the Spanish girls, they just really basically didn't give you any life. Very much so. But then when Steve got here and Danny got here, you kind of saw all that change. You know what I'm saying? They actually started showing people and teaching people the right way of the ballroom. And I have to really give much respect to the both of them because it was really something that Miami really, truly, wholeheartedly needed. And I'm very proud of the direction that Miami is going, thanks to the both of them.
And
I must say this, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, they think I'm nasty, mean, and shady. But I'm just shady intellectually. But I will say this, he is exactly right, because when I first came down here, we had those houses predominantly Spanish. And when I opened up the house in Milan, I could see the attitudes and the changes of the faces because I was bringing out powerhouse members. And it became a problem because maybe they wanted it to be this their own little hub. And once the black kids start coming in and, you know, showing that, oh, they love to walk the boss, I think it kind of made them lose the love for it because it wasn't what the scene was. Because when I came down, it was like a million infinities.
A million infinities and lords all over the place, yeah.
That's
and if you
all
was a
I
black
saw,
kid to get
like,
your life, if you was a black kid to get any kind of life here, you had to be a part of either one of those houses. And they accepted
right.
very,
and
very
I
really,
like, I was embracing and wanting to see what was going on and find out who's who. And they were like, no, no, no. I said, you know what, baby? This, my mind is too powerful for you to think you're going to stop me with your words. I'll get through.
So now, Warren, how do you... Okay, so now, Warren, how do you feel about the ballroom scene now that you have embarked on Florida's Fruit of Love?
First of all, I want to say, hey, Cabbage, you know, I love the hell out of you. You're my auntie.
I love
you. You know, I love the ground you walk on. When I was, you know, 15, 16, coming into the whole
I was 24.
Scene.
I was 24.
No, I said when I was 15, 16.
Right, and I was 24.
Hello. Yeah.
I was 24, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the topic of this conversation in Florida scene, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't back here when, you know, the Puerto Ricans was whatever and, you know, the whole Steve and Danny thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not reading. I'm not because I love everybody. Only thing I could speak of was when I came down here. And I can go like this. Florida has a promising scene. If you allow it, you know, I think that, it would be kind of like big of me to say, you know, they should be grateful for an entity like me to come down here. But I'm going to say it anyway. Yeah, because I'm from somebody that was up north that, you know, sweat, blood, and tears. Ebony, Philadelphia Ebony, Prodigy, you know, Man, Tanaka, Lil' Kevin, the Andy, yada, 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 yada. You know, I'm from the back alleys and, you know, I'm one of Stewart's children. That
right.
I was scared of, looking up to and going like, you know, coming out there for runway and going, you know, I had something to answer to. Basically, I'm going to back it all up. Florida has a promising scene.
Mm-hmm.
If all the leaders, all the head ponchos go, come up off of yourself, come up off of your high horse and go,
yeah,
it's for the kids.
But
it's for the youth. It's supposed to be on one accord. Yeah, but let's come up off of ourselves and go, okay, what did I, myself, not my house, what did I contribute to the scene?
Right.
But see, the thing is this. I will say this, and Danny can agree with me because he knows I'm going to say the truth. A lot of the kids, a lot of these houses that are formed down here, now look at me and look at Danny and feel a certain type of a way because we have such great members, we have such great talent, we reign and we rule, but they have some form of a jealousy and they throw that shade that's totally unnecessary and just really don't mean anything to me because you didn't have to go through the rain and the hell.
Can I stop something right there in this conversation? Because this conversation
wait
right now,
though,
it's not even a, I thought it was my interview right now. I didn't even think it was a Steve and a Danny thing right now, because I'm going to be honest with you. Since I've been down here and I'm sitting here having this conversation with you guys, now, it's not even the Steve and Danny show right now. The houses are forming. They're doing their thing.
I wasn't talking about the houses forming. What I was explaining to you before you came here, when we were building our houses.
But then I got on the show right now, and they were so suspicious. They were asking for me to speak and go, like, you know, my contribution.
I'm just interjecting what you just said to also piggyback what you're saying.
Okay.
That a lot of these kids now that are fathers and people that are leaders in these houses, they got to learn from what we've been through. They think they're
going to be what I'm saying, and I don't mean to piggyback and stop you.
Though?
Because what it goes is all those people from up north, they always go and they get that it's Danny and Steve.
You're not even letting me finish. So how would you know what my answer is if you didn't let me finish? What I'm trying to say is we've had to come up through the ranks. We had to sit out. We had to learn what worked for each house, for us to have a powerhouse,
yes.
for us to be able to have houses that can have healthy rivalry, that a lot of the people that are coming up now that are being placed in these positions feel like, oh, and look down on you and roll their eyes and act. Baby, you ain't been through what I've been through. You haven't been trained and taught. It just threw some people in a position to say, now you're a father, now you're a mother.
Can
and
I say something before I get off the phone because I'm frying fish right now and I got a ball coming up in 2 days? I'm not being rude. I'm not being nasty. I just got on this show just to say, hey, the Florida scene is definitely coming up. Let's stop backing up going, you know, the Danny and Steve, because the Danny and Steve ain't even the issue. It's not, because you know why? The House of Ebony, they got their shit going on. The House of Milan got their shit going on. The House of Khan is building. The House of Ivisu is building. Lola Perla's up. Let's stop the this, the that, the what it was, and blah, blah, and let's stay current. That's just my point, and that's what I want to be saying to everybody. Let's stay current, what it is now. We have a ball coming up on Thursday.
No.
I'm just trying to
say what I'm saying is,
when it comes down to that, that's not Steve. That's not Steve or David or Danny's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's not
right.
their fault that
yeah.
other people can't keep their houses or their chapters
right.
or whatever going.
Right.
So if it,
right.
if it comes down to it, yes, I can say Steve and Danny or Dave, because like I said, I've been in Miami, Florida, period, since 2000. What? Ain't nothing changed yet.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yes, you can say when it comes down to who
but,
runs
but,
Florida.
I'm gonna say something. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but it comes to a point and it goes like, oh, Selvin, and I'm not disrespecting you when it comes to me being on this radio show, and I'm not a disrespectful person on the Cabbage Show. Selvin, Danny, Steve on the line. Y'all all know me. I'm down here and I'm doing the Milan shit. So when it goes, you know, I just hear Steve, Danny, Warren's here. And the reason why I'm not trying to cut nobody off, when I just hear something like that and it goes, oh, because that's Steve or that's Danny, I help do this shit with Steve.
Well,
let me speak for me.
When it comes down to it,
the reason why I say what I say is because
go ahead, baby.
I've been around them for years. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
my stuff is consistently, and mine don't be like a mini deluxe or a mini ball. They balls be major, and they balls don't be like, oh, I'm just going to have one.
It's not about a house, though, Selvin. Go like this. The Milan's down here, and this is why I feel some type of way, because if y'all just base it on balls, what I do in the House of Milan, since I've been here in Florida, I feel some type of way if it's just Steve.
Hold on, quiet on the set, my ass. Y'all all took the conversation and y'all all went a whole other direction with the conversation.
Hold on, me and you pray every morning. Me and you, Steve, it's me and you.
So you're not understanding what we're
it
saying.
It is.
This has nothing to do. You're not understanding. You weren't here when this thing
I am
started.
Understanding
That's
now.
What talking
I
about.
Am. No,
okay.
no, no, no. But when I hear something like, you know.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Baby, listen. Oh, my God, my ass, baby. How did we take apart? How did we take classic Shade, honey, and turn it into something else?
That we weren't talking about. No, we were just talking about the classic Shade. Warren, yes, the whole ballroom community can hear me. If it wasn't for you and coming in, the house would not be where it's at because I wanted to step back. Yes, I can give you your props. Yes, I give you the love. Yes, we pray every day. It was not for you coming in and wanting to keep this house strong because I wanted to leave and take a break. That has nothing to do. We're talking about things before you got here, that how we had to go through what we had to go through. So
yeah,
you came
what
in
I'm
a little
talking about.
And didn't know what was going
right.
on.
Yeah,
and
that's,
I mean,
what
I have,
that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like all the houses, like from the House of Lord and the House of Ninja.
Well, we gotta change that whole thing, and we gotta get back to where we was at. 917-559. You're live on the air on Classic Tuesdays.
Oh, I didn't mean to speak. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in. The next caller is 305-797. You're live on the AL Classic Tuesdays.
This is Warren again. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm back.
Hello.
I'm back. Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Warren. What's going
I'm
on?
I'm back. I'm back. My bad.
Well,
I'm back.
I mean, let me interject for a second. Let me just interject. I completely understand where everybody is coming from. But I do have to say, I mean, from where Florida used to be to where it's at today, there is a major difference. There's a huge major difference to where the scene was and where it continues to grow. And I think that basically the bottom line is that we just need to continue to unify ourselves, bring our talents together to not only bring the scene to where it needs to be, but also branch out of Florida so that we can reach out to those other scenes so that they can see that we have undeniable talent, bottom line. At the end of the day, that's what we have. And we just need to come together. Yes, there's a lot of fabulous houses springing up, bringing a lot of wonderful talent. And I can say I've seen from the La Perla to the Evisu to the Khan and all these other houses that have reincarnated, have changed themselves, and have brought themselves to the competition board and have been successful. And as a father for my house, I have been able to instill support to those houses and will continue to do so regardless if I'm an Ebony or not. And that's the way I feel, regardless of whatever house I've ever been in. I've always supported the different houses in the scene. And I think that's what we just need to do. We just need to continue to grow, build it, and push together as Milans, as Ebonys, as Cons, and everything else under the sun.
Well, Kelly, do we have any more callers?
Hello?
Kelly? Yeah, hi, Danny. I'm here, but I'm trying to find out. Warren, are you there?
This is Warren. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Warren. Okay. So, Warren, now, the reason why I didn't stop you, Warren,
yes.
because you had something to say. And, okay, because it's classic Shade, okay, and to me that was your bit of intake of what the ballroom has given. And
yes.
also, I guess you feel... Being down there and being in the House of Milan, you have struggled to keep the house of the name of the House of Milan
yes.
at its highest. And
yes.
believe it or not, bitch, I respect you 100% for that. Steve,
and I know that.
And believe it or not, Steve praises you all the time.
And I know that. I know that.
And
that's why me and Steve work well.
As he said, if it was not for you coming back, coming to the House of Milan. So, you know, he was grateful that you did come because he was ready to give up. I had spoke to Steve, and Steve was like, I'm ready to fall back. I've just some important things I want to do in my life. And right at that appointed time, here came Warren.
Yeah.
And here came the House of Milan and their production. And,
yes.
and you put your name all over them, and
yes.
so did Steve. And he did not
yes.
take that from you.
And I know that. I wish Steve was on this song right now so he knows that I would say.
I am
judgment.
On the song. But
he is
on
okay,
the song.
Y'all
set me up.
like what I was saying
I
again,
know Steve was on the phone.
When it comes down to everybody's always saying Steve and Danny. Like
You know what happens in the scene down here? And this is when Steve stops me and go like this, Warren, stop, I'm touching you right now. Those kids go, and then they challenge, and then they fight, and then they go, and then they kick, and then they challenge. Yeah, I came down here, put my hand on the House of Milan. Steve was already doing this shit down here before I got here. He was a Milan before I was a Prodigy, Ebony, Father Karan, yada, 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 yada. But I came down here to Florida, and he hand-selected me to be a Milan. So I came in his praises, his hands. But I get a little, I do get a little itch behind my ear when they get, you know, these stories of what it used to be and, you know, the yada-yas and the hoo-hoo-hoos and the wah-wah-wahs. But nothing against Steve, ever.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Warren. Thank you. I mean, thank you on that note. Now, Danny, can you please give us a closing statement? Can you please give us a closing statement? Because we definitely got to wrap the show up.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward for 2011. I'm looking forward to creating that unity between all the houses here. It's not just the House of Ebony with the House of Milan.
Yeah.
I think it's just all the houses together.
And really need to show face, really need to support each other in the scene. I mean, it's necessary to continue to grow. I'm looking forward to trying to throw another $5,000 ball. And I'm really looking forward. I'm working with all the mothers and fathers here and trying to create that unity within an alliance or some type of summit or federation so that we can make it happen here. Like I said, we got a lot of talent here. And I can surely say that I am ready for anyone that challenges Florida, because I'm willing to stand in the forefront and willing to take on any competition that's ready to
come and try.
And what I'm going to say is try to storm Florida, because we have what it takes here to create the stigma in the scene, that strength, because we are
not just
Florida,
not just Milan,
exactly. Florida, because Florida has what it takes.
Warren.
Exactly.
Warren, your final statement, honey. Warren.
I second just what Danny said on that whole ending of the whole conversation. Florida's hot. They do. They have some beautiful people here. They have talent that's just, you know, hidden a little bit and scared to go out there. You know, the kids that go on YouTube and watch the clips and yada, yada, yada. What Florida needs to stop doing is challenging Florida. Florida needs to build Florida up and build up a team. You have Ebony's, Milan's, Evisu's, Khan's, Yaya, Yaya. If y'all just all go like this, okay, build your house up, and then when it's a state-to-state or go to Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, Yaya, Florida has some of the most beautiful, beautiful people.
All right.
And Florida's coming through.
Yeah,
Florida's coming through. And in 2011, we're going to show y'all.
All right, Steve, your final statement, honey.
My final closing is, you know, I'm just grateful to see the evolution of what has happened down here, how things have evolved and how things have changed and people are being moved into positions that they need to be in because they're worthy of being in them. I mean, I love the scene. I'm just glad to see that now, hopefully after this call, that there will be more unity with the leaders, the mothers, the fathers, those soon-to-be mothers and fathers, that they'll be able to carry that torch and continue to keep the house scene growing. You know, great leaders are going to have great members. Great members are going to be mindful, respectful where they're at and be appreciative. And we just hope, you know, that people will, you know, come in like the way we love it. No fighting, no feuding, no drama. Keep all that negativity out, because once you start that, and once that poison gets in, it's a wrap. It's going to turn into some of the other states, and that's what has happened. But I'm just glad it doesn't happen down here. I'm just thankful that, you know, we have great leaders like Warren and like Rico and like Danny, you know, and other up-and-coming leaders that's watching us to see, oh, that's how you do it. That's how I'm going to imitate and mimic you, because, you know, like they say, imitation is the best form of flattery. So we just hope to see those that are imitating, you know, compete pretty well when they, you know, get to that place.
Kelly, are you going to say, are you going to say any goodbyes?
Yes, hello. I'd like to say, because I haven't get my
together. Oh,
Simon,
I didn't know you was there.
Yeah, anytime Florida, y'all already know. Anytime y'all need me, I'm there. And I like to give a shout out to my House of Con, you know, because they think that I forgot them and I didn't. But I like to give y'all,
I'm sorry,
you know, a shout out. No, you're not. I just like to give a shout out to my house, and I'm glad that y'all picked them up because, you know, they so sensitive.
Okay, tomorrow night we will definitely be on with the House of Scotters. On for the night, like I tell you every night, practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. And Steve, I definitely do want to thank you for that jewel that you definitely did drop on me, because he did come and he did save me from my situations that I was in, and I'm in a better place now. Cabbage,
wait a minute, hold on,
away.
Hold on, Kelly. What'd you say? What you mean? What God told me to tell you online?
Yes, what God told you to tell me online. He came, and he kicked the 408 and the 404, honey, because they was trying to send a sister back upstate, honey, and he saved me from what I was going through, and he's making everything great for me, honey.
Praise
Cabbage,
the Lord.
Take
see,
it away. Danny, Steve, Warren, Rico, and everybody that called in, Hershey and everybody, thank you for calling in. And next week, I'm sure I will give you another classic topic from a classic 26-year-old chick like myself. Thank you, everybody. And please, somebody fell. Get up.
Is that
like 26, Miss Selvin, 26. But anyway, good night, everybody, and thank you.
Good night.
And make sure Warren knows that I will be there on Thursday with bells on the judges panel.
I'll let him know.
But
okay.
Thank you, guys, and thank you, and I love
enjoy
you all.
It.
And everybody that's out there, if you're going to do anything and doing it very well, doing it hard and well, make sure you do it with a condom. Thank you, and have
Amen.
A nice night. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I'm with my